I'm Dani Shapiro, and this is The Way We Live Now. Each Friday, we're going to turn the show over to our listeners. We want to hear your stories. This is how we connect with each other, by sharing the way we live now. If you have a story, please do call us. You'll hear our number at the end of this episode. Our first message today is from a listener self-isolating at home in the Hudson Valley. She's taking care of her 94-year-old mother, who has advanced dementia.
Hi, Dani. I haven't written anything to be able to read out that's coherent. I'll just say this is a year like no other. Almost a year ago, my brother, my only sibling, died very, very rapidly from an aggressive cancer. And our mother lived near him in an assisted living home. And he made me promise not to tell her, which I've kept. So I brought her to live in my home in the Hudson Valley. And I was working and had help in. And went through a lot of conflict and a tremendous amount of sorrow and grieving, which I had to keep to myself. But she doesn't know. And she's 94, and she has significant dementia. And now with this COVID, it's just the two of us. This is it for my nuclear family. I have found myself so grateful for her presence, keeping us both safe. No one comes in my house. There is no help anymore. My shopping list is like for a 10-year-old with Cheerios and English muffins and cozy cup rice puddings and applesauce and Diet Coke and the things she likes to eat that I wouldn't touch. She sleeps most of the day. I get great comfort from her just being here. I'm not completely alone. And it's coming up to the anniversary of my brother's passing. And I never expected my life to work out like this. And to be in this position of the keeper of everything, of my family. There's a lot more to it, of course. But I guess we always functioned in my family with what do we need to do to keep safe. We did, of course, so many things, the correct legal things, the correct educational things, the correct. And there is no safe. And there's really no safe, except we're safe now, just the two of us, my mother and I, isolated. As safe as we can be, and I'm trying to take care of myself as well. I'm unemployed now, and I really like being home, and I'm not hassled, and I'm not in a hurry, and I'm not in a bad mood, and I'm not rushed. And I guess I have lots of time to think about all of this.
Our next caller is Amanda from New South Wales, Australia. Last week, she left us this message about a tragedy that hit home long before we started social distancing. Her partner, Jody, had been battling metastatic breast cancer. Jody passed away Wednesday morning.
Hi, Dani. My name is Amanda, and I live in Newcastle in New South Wales in Australia. This time has been challenging for different reasons. My partner is currently in hospital. She's been unwell for quite a while, for about 4 years, just this past month, stage 4, terminally diagnosis metastatic breast cancer. And just over a week ago, she had a really bad fall, and she's now just in hospital, and she's not cognitively functioning anymore. After an operation, they realized they didn't pick up in a CT scan. She had the metastasis in her lining of her brain, and her liver was depleting. She was fairly unwell, increasingly weeks before, but hospitals aren't very easy to deal with at the moment, but we've been very fortunate over here in Australia. I can't talk more highly about how staff have been in accommodating us and giving us a room so family could come and see her, you know, as few people as possible at once. But yeah, it's just social distancing and quarantine isn't, it's not the sort of focus for us, but we've got to look after our medical people. But I'm not worried about my Jodie as much anymore. I really appreciate, I'm trying to keep it together. I really appreciate all that you do. It's nice to know that you're not alone. And there's lots of people going through lots of really hard stuff at the moment.
We are sending lots of love Amanda's way. If you'd like to offer your condolences, Amanda is a member of our Facebook group. Today's final message is from Melinda, who welcomed her second child in March, just days before we all shut our doors to the outside world.
Hi, my name is Melinda. I live in Utah. I have a husband that works in healthcare. He's on the supply side of things, so he still has to go to work every day. And we're constantly concerned about him getting sick, and I recognize he's not on the front lines, but he's there helping getting tests and helping getting PPE. And we just had a baby at the beginning of March, and literally the week before everything shut down, and we have a four-year-old. And we've been really lucky. My parents flew in to help take care of our four-year-old before our baby was born, and then the world shut down and they didn't go home because there's no reason to. They've been furloughed and they're on unemployment and there's nothing, it's not like they can go out and look for another job or anything like that. And it's really nice having them here. It's really nice having people to talk to when my husband's gone all day. But you know, it's also kind of hard because there's all these people in my house that are not usually here. And this is not the maternity leave that I expected to have. And I'm trying to stay connected via text. And I use a video messaging app called Marco Polo. And I was able to Zoom into a baby shower for a dear friend of mine. But, you know, it's hard not talking to people. Excuse me. It's hard not being able to see people and not being able to do some of these things. My best friend's birthday was on Thursday, and all I could do was send her a text, and that's really hard. But I really appreciate this podcast. I really appreciate hearing about other people's experiences and how we're not in this alone. So thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to The Way We Live Now. Tell us the way you're living now. We want to hear. Call us on, you might want to get a pen for this, 909-713-8995. That's 909-713-8995. And record your story, and we might just use it on the pod. Also, you can join our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/thewaywelivenowpod. We are creating a community here, and we would love for you to join us. You can find me on Instagram at Danny Ryder. The Way We Live Now is a production of iHeartRadio. It's produced by Lowell Berlanti. Beth Ann Macaluso is executive producer. Special thanks to Tristan McNeil and Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.